Today is Thursday, the 10th of April, in the 5th week of Lent. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." As they sing, I listen. I listen with my whole attention, with my mind and with my heart, so that I may really hear the word of God and keep it. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. He of whom you say, He is our God, though you do not know him. But I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
It almost sounds as if Jesus is picking a fight here. He's certainly not pulling any punches. He's saying clearly how he sees things, whether or not his audience agrees or even understands. What's your first response to Jesus when he's in this mood? Jesus makes the astonishing claim that anyone who keeps his word will never see death. The Jews point out, reasonably, that the greatest people they have ever known, Abraham and all the prophets, have all died. So if you're someone who tries to keep Jesus' word, what does his claim here mean to you? At the end of this passage, Jesus says, Before Abraham was, I am. When Moses had encountered God in the burning bush and asked his name, he was told it was simply, I am. As you listen again to this passage, notice what it tells you about how Jesus understands himself and his mission.
Jesus said, Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, Whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. He of whom you say, He is our God, though you do not know him. But I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him. And I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
It has been said that someone who speaks as Jesus speaks here is either mad or bad or truly God come to earth. Speak to this Jesus for a few moments now about what he means to you. Glory be to the Father,
and to the
Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.